Lost in last week's state Supreme Court decision on Fayetteville's anti-discrimination ordinance was a little-noticed per curiam order. It directs the Judiciary's Conduct Committee to reconsider a rule in light of the state's medical marijuana program. Bobby Ampazon in Arkansas Public Media explains.
The Supreme Court sets professional conduct rules and guidelines for the state's lawyers and judges, and Rule 1.2D says no lawyer shall assist a client in conduct the lawyer knows is criminal. That's reasonable enough, except since November 8th, the state has been gearing up for the big rollout of medical marijuana, with million-dollar dispensary operations and farmers with fields of pot. Previously, either one of those would have drawn the attention of Eastern District Federal Prosecutor Chris Thayer. Here's Assistant U.S. Attorney Chris Givens from his office.
While the federal drug laws are still in effect, the priority of our enforcement and prosecution should not be directed towards the people who are unambiguously complying with state laws. That's what's in effect right now.
Regardless, a formal federal legalization of medical marijuana isn't likely. And Kutak Rock attorney Andrew King says that means his hands are tied.
We are not allowed to assist a client in conduct that is illegal under federal law. That's what the Arkansas Rules of Professional Conduct currently say.
Well, that's certainly something that has come up in other states and something that we look at.
That's Erica G. of Wright Lindsay Jennings. She's gone ahead and taken clients who wish to get licenses for dispensaries or grow operations, and so have other Little Rock lawyers.
A lot of other states who have been in this area much longer than Arkansas have addressed that issue. Many of them have modified their model rules of professional conduct to clarify the fact that you are advising your client regarding something that is legal under state law.
Andrew King says, however the professional conduct committee comes down, the answer for Arkansas is certainly not to keep counselors out of the brand new regulatory system.
If you're trying to give something this sheen of legitimacy, preventing them from having lawyers is not the way to is not the way to help them comply with this regulatory scheme that you're trying to set up.
In Little Rock, Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.